93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has begun, starting with the release of three Israeli prisoners. CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem with what else is part of this peace deal.
Israel is also set to free hundreds of female Palestinian prisoners today, and more aid is set to enter Gaza. Hamas has agreed to free 33 Israeli hostages, women, children, the ill, and the infirm, over the next 42 days.
Also during that time, Israel will reposition its troops away from populated areas in Gaza, and humanitarian aid will flow into the region. In addition, Palestinians displaced by the war will begin their journey back to the area. A Qatar government spokesman says this peace deal affects areas beyond the borders of Israel and Gaza.
This is a deal for hope. This is a deal for the future. This is a deal for all of us collectively. It's not a deal between Hamas and Israel only. It's a deal for peace in our region.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory remains in effect. Mostly sunny skies. Highs, though, near 5 below zero. Wind chills around 30 below with a northwest breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows between 10 and 15 below. Wind chills to 25 below. Right now, it's 11 below.
Ooh, my. What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, the return of Dr. Kristen Lierley from some faraway island. And a president gets inaugurated too, I guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. From our home studio here at Radio Park in Racine, 3 degrees. Ah, but wait. Wait for what? Well, the skies are getting lighter. Daylight is more prevalent than it was a week or two or three ago. There's that. And not much more, except January is almost over. Come on, you say, I've seen January's much worse. Well, I've seen them a lot better, too. I remember in 2017, February 1st, 75 degrees here. So you never know. Well, enough on that anyway. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars spins out till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're across the entire planet, and that address, civicmedia.us. No space. We'll be on till high noon Central Time with some surprises. Coming up, songs about the ladies. So thanks for joining us right here on the Music of the Star. Jenkins with Francis Albert Sinatra. It's our torch hour. There, I feel warmer already.
I know there were 100 ways to tell her I loved her. It's funny how they're all so clear today. And when her face was burning with sadness and yearning, I don't know why I turned my eyes away. But it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you would play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. The room was so alive with all her feelings and longings. I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game.
Don Costa helped write that. Don Costa. And here's something from Phil Harris, actor, bandleader, husband of Alice Faye. Second guessing.
You were Boston, I was Vegas. You were Crepe Suzette, I was pie. You were lectures, I was movies. but I loved you. You were Mozart, I was Basie. You were afternoon tea, I was saloon. You were Junior League, I was Dodgers. But I loved you morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter walk if I had kissed you more. You were polo, I was racetrack. You were museums, I was TV. You did your best to change me, though you never knew quite how. But I loved you almost as much as I do now.
Yeah, that's Tutti Camerata at Sunset Sound with Gordon Jenkins and Phil Harris. And here's Julie in London, the music of the stars.
So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh a little too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in the crowd, so that people are apt to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be? And the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all. So I smoke a little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking his place. But what else can you do at the end of a love affair?
Music of the Stars, Julie London, and Jimmy Roselli.
So you ran into my former fiancée. You saw her dancing last night in some cafe. Gee, I haven't seen her since a year ago. And there are so many things I'm dying to know. How did she look? Did she seem happy? While they were dancing, did he whisper sweet things in her ear? And tell me, did she seem to welcome his attention? Did he appear to be sincere? What was he like? Was he good looking? And was there a smile upon her face? Or did she look bored? Not that I really care. I know our love affair can never be. But how did she look? And did she ask about me? Cigarette. Was he attentive? Did he appear to be sincere? What was he like? Was he good looking? And was there a smile upon her face? Or did she look bored? Not that I really care. I know our love affair could never be. But how did she look? And did she ask about me? And did she ask about me?
Great artist, Jimmy Roselli.
Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me,
Love Gone Wrong with Jack Webb. Nat Cole had a hit on this too.
I had trouble finding sleep last night, so I thought about Marie. I grew tired of counting sheep last night, and I thought about Marie. Our love affair had to struggle for existence, and many were the fights we had. But as I look back upon it from a distance, it wasn't too bad. Though she told me we would meet again when the rivers all run dry, and I told her I would see her when there was snow in mid-July. Still, your pride looks small at midnight, and I'm tired of being alone. So I thought about Marie and reached for the phone.
Gordon Jenkins wrote that. Here's the Nat Cole version.
Better face the facts, old buddy, and be prepared to take the blow. You don't have to sit and study. It's something anyone should know. Shake hands, get your hat, and go. You can praise her eyes and adore her hair, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can walk her home in the warm spring air, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can look with a longing in your look and try every method in the book and worship the smile that kind of took you unaware, and you can weep and you can say unfair, you can almost die of despair, but if love ain't there, it ain't there.
Nat Cole, 1962. Bobby Darin.
There must be a place where love has gone. A bright, shiny world, somewhere where love has gone. Where dreams and desires as cold as yesterday's fires start to blaze anew. There must be a star gleaming in space that doesn't grow dim with each last embrace. They say love's gone when it goes, and I'm naive, I suppose. There may not be such a place, there may not be such a star, but still my fool of a heart just leads me on. It wants to be there, there with you. That bright and shiny world where love has gone, to that gone forever world where love has gone.
Boy, we lost Bobby too soon. Is there ever a proper time? Jack Jones has a few of the really soapy torch songs, but right now the torch is burning. Is there hope for a brighter day? Come on. It's all music. It's all it is. Just lyrics.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger, if I heard the bells and the banjos ring, if two certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring, if the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh, yes, I know. However wild it seems, you know I know. And I'd whisper, take my hand, proper stranger. Don't go through life as a stranger, for I'm a poor, proper stranger too.
Elmer Bernstein wrote that. 1963, Natalie Wood and Steve McQueen, Herschel Bernardi. Tom Bosley, good picture. The Music of the Stars.
Thank you.
The great music of Ralph Carmichael with a really torchy, sad song. Are you ready? It's Jack Jones.
Remember, why must I remember? Why can't I simply close my eyes and go to sleep and make her disappear? Why must I always hear? Dio, como ti amo. I still can hear her say, oh God, how much I love you. Yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? When love has lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebrating. But that was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio, come on, Dio. Those were the words she said. Oh God, how much I love you. It runs through my head. I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying to have her back again, so she could hear me say, Dio, como ti amo. God, how much I love you.
Domenico Modugno wrote that. How did it all go wrong?
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a dry martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day to guess who I saw today, my dear. I went in town to shop around for something new, and thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I look around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. I'd seen a most attractive French cafe and bar. Saturday, my dear. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and when my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so much in love that even I could spot it clear across the moon. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly for the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? I saw you.
Pretty heavy, isn't it? New Faces of 1952. And Julie London, Mrs. Jack Webb at the time. I remember a similar story like that. Well, I was watching television one time and somebody had some songs from New Faces of 1952 and I heard that. I think that's really heavy. But there's a similar story about a guy sitting in a nightclub in a dark corner talking to a lady, and his significant other walked in and left the poor guy. Turned out the lady he was with is a car salesman. He was negotiating the purchase of a new car as a gift. I don't know if that's a true story. Come on, it's only music. Or you say you know somebody who This is Eric Coates. 3 degrees above at our studio right now. I'm Lou Regani in the Music of the Stars. Oh, after the CBS News in hour two, we'll sing some songs to the ladies using the ladies' names. High Noon. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'd like to welcome all our stations, all our affiliates. WAUK Waukesha 540 and 101.1. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320, 97.5. Oshkosh, WISS at 1100, 98.3. Good morning, Green Bay, 1590 at WGBW, 97.9. And Eau Claire at WCFW, 93.5 FM. Good morning, La Crosse, WLCX, 1490. Madison, WMDX, 1580, 92.7. Edie Gourmet again.
Oh, I suppose I knew his faults as well as anyone. The plans he made just seemed to fade before he got them done. Face reality, but he was good for me. He used to say, "Sweetheart, someday I'll build a home for you." The things you've missed along the way, someday you'll them too. The most we had was just a room. It wasn't much to see, but he was good for me.
Music of the Stars. Nat Cole. And Gordon Jenkins as well. Stand by for news. The real news.
Better face the facts, old buddy, and be prepared to take the blow. You don't have to sit and study. It's something anyone should know. Shake hands, get your hat and go. You can praise her eyes and adore her hair, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can walk her home in the warm spring air, but if love ain't there, it ain't there. And you can look with a longing in your look and try every method in the book and worship the smile that kind of took you unaware. And you can weep and sigh, you can say unfair, you can almost die of despair, but if love ain't there, it ain't there.
Stand by for news on the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think we ought to both take one whack at one and we know.
Yeah?
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go, let her go. You want a boy?
Don't
cry, Joe.
Let her go, let her go, let her go.
Now you've got to realize that this here's the wind-up. You're gonna feel much better once you've made your mind up. So don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, it gets lighter in a moment. Songs about ladies. And maybe a few rare ones, too. Well, come on, you know them all, don't you? Oh, you don't? Join the club. Music of the Stars and the Civic Media Radio Network. Around the...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is now in place.
It has taken so long to get to this point. 15 months, 470 days. The last time we had a ceasefire, I think people always knew that it was going to be quite a short-lived thing. This one actually has a framework. It has a structure. It has phases that will, if they all work the way they're supposed to, eventually lead to the end of this war. But as we saw this morning, it is so delicate, so fragile. You know, one thing goes wrong, then everything goes wrong.
The BBC's Anna Foster in Tel Aviv referring to this morning's three-hour delay in implementing the ceasefire, which led to more deaths and injuries from Israeli bombardments. The deal includes a surge in humanitarian aid.
As part of this agreement, it's stipulated that 600 trucks a day should be allowed to get back into Gaza, carrying food, medical equipment, fuel for generators.
CBS News Special Report. You can also